For more than a century, Laborde House in Rio Grande City has been a genteel presence in the dusty borderlands. With its ornate decoration, verandas, and courtyards, the building looks like it was transported from Europe. In a way, it was. In 1893, the French immigrant and merchant François Laborde commissioned architects in Paris to design an elegant residence. Construction was completed in 1899. The house combined the Greek Revival and late Victorian styles with a dash of border flavor in its materials. Local craftsmen cut the gingerbread trim, carved the interior wood balustrade by hand, and installed decorative ironwork. Yellow brick used for the exterior came from Camargo, Mexico, across the Rio Grande. Laborde also operated a store in his home to take advantage of Rio Grande City's vibrant riverboat trade. Around 1917, he commissioned San Antonio architect Leo M.J. Dielman to turn the home into a small hotel. Dielman added a second story to the store, office, and warehouse and designed a gable facade for the addition. A new back porch overlooked the patio courtyard. The Laborde family sold the hotel in 1939. For the next 40 years, it operated as the Ringgold Hotel. It changed hands again, and the new owners had it restored, then reopened the property in 1982 as Laborde House. The Stark County Historical Foundation now manages the hotel for the county. Guests can choose from 7 large rooms with Victorian period furniture or 7 efficiency apartments. Mostly they come in search of peace and quiet. There's no better place to find both than on the patio with its trickling fountain. Sit there long enough under the rustling palm trees, and it's easy to fall under the spell of the past and the lure of the border.